This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. At least 60 worshipers were injured, some of them critically, Sunday, when a grandstand seating area collapsed in a crowded synagogue in a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank, according to an Israeli ambulance service. The incident occurred in the settlement of Givat Ze'ev, north of Jerusalem. A spokesperson for the ambulance service said about 10 people sustained serious injuries. A police spokesperson said 650 worshipers were in the synagogue at the time for the start of the Jewish holiday, Shavuot. The Israeli military said an attack on a militant tunnel system in Gaza Sunday had caused civilian houses to collapse, causing unintended civilian casualties. Aircraft struck at a tunnel system used by the Islamist militant group Hamas under a road in Gaza City, the military said in a statement. The military said it aims to avoid civilian casualties, quote, but Hamas bears responsibility for intentionally locating its military infrastructure under civilian houses, thus exposing civilians to danger, end quote. Qatar's foreign minister received a call Sunday from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the Qatari foreign ministry said. A ministry statement said the two discussed developments in Gaza, including the recent Israeli attacks on worshippers on Al-Aqsa Mosque and the attack on the besieged Gaza Strip, end quote. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the U.N. Security Council Sunday that hostilities in Israel and Gaza were, quote, utterly appalling, end quote, and called for an immediate end to fighting. Opening the 15-member council's first public meeting on the conflict, Guterres said the United Nations is, quote, actively engaging all sides toward an immediate ceasefire and called on them to allow mediation efforts to intensify and succeed. This is VOA News. At least 6 people have died in torrential rain and winds as virus hit India. Braces for a powerful cyclone, officials said Sunday, with tens of thousands being evacuated from their homes. India's first major tropical storm this season is moving northwards in parallel with the country's western coast, bringing heavy rains, thunderstorms, and strong winds to several states, the Meteorological Department said. The Weather Bureau added it is expected to make land in coastal Gujarat as early as Monday night. Bodies of COVID-19 victims have been found dumped in some Indian rivers, a state government letter seen by Reuters said in the first official acknowledgement of the alarming practice. India reported a similar rise in daily COVID-19 cases. India reported a smaller rise in daily COVID-19 cases for the third straight day Sunday, but the number of deaths in 24 hours was higher than 4,000. Taking the country's death toll to 270,000. The world's largest vaccine-producing nation has fully vaccinated just over 2.9% of its 1.35 billion population as of Sunday, according to data from the government's CoWIN portal. A top Indian virologist has resigned from a forum of scientific advisors set up by the government to detect variants of the coronavirus, he told Reuters Sunday, weeks after questioning the authorities' handling of the pandemic. Shahid Jamil, chair of the scientific advisory group of the forum, declined to give a reason for his resignation. Britain is confident that existing vaccines will provide protection from a more transmissible Indian virus variant now spreading across the country. Health Secretary Matt Hancock tells Sky News the government has a high degree of confidence vaccines will stand up to the variant as England, Scotland, and Wales prepare to unlock parts of their economy Monday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned the variant could be a serious disruption to progress. He said the next stage of reopening the economy would take place as planned on Monday, but warned the variant might delay plans to lift all restrictions June 21st. Fighters of a local militia opposed to Myanmar's junta have pulled back from the northwestern town of Mindat after days of assault by combat troops backed by artillery, a member of the group said Sunday. The United States and Britain called on the army to avoid civilian casualties, and a shadow national unity government formed by loyalists of Myanmar's detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi appealed for international help. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. Thank you.